So if you and I want to do this tremendous work in caring for God's people, we have to be prepared to serve and be available. We have to be prepared to serve and to be available. And I want to ask how many of us have seen a sheep, because living in the United States is not one of those animals, you know, we see a lot. But when it comes to shepherding, the shepherd is always with the sheep. Always. Brother Brian spoke about traveling to Moldova, and I think it is there I witness, you know, a big herd and this one man leading the sheep. He's always with them. And if we want to engage ourselves in shepherding, we cannot do it at a distance. We have to be with the sheep. I think Peter says, in neither as being lords over God's heritage. The shepherd is among, but he has the responsibility to take care. So he has to be available, and he has to be willing to serve. It's also somewhat of a risky business. In Luke chapter 15, we're told of the one sheep that went astray. And the shepherd left the 99 behind, and he went after this one sheep. Went out into the wilderness. Went out into the forest, just looking for the sheep. You see, the dangers that the sheep is subject to are the same dangers the shepherd is subject to. When the sheep wanders off, there's the lion, there's the wolf, there's the snake, all these things. And if the shepherd has to go after him, all these dangers he is faced with. The question is, are you willing to take the risk? Are you willing to say to yourself, yes, it might be difficult to go after this one sheep with so many dangers, but I have a love for the sheep. I have a love for the sheep. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I laid down my life for the sheep. And you and I have to get to that point. Also, we see that time is needed. Time and resource is needed to take care of the sheep. Many of us today, we would tell you, and for those of us who live in New York, we're busy. Always busy. Busy, busy. You see, that's this generation. I often say to the saints, and Brother Brian, he worked construction before he went full-time. I worked construction. It was a blessing that at 2:30 in the afternoon, we did like this. Many of you have never left your job at 2:30 as yet. Oh, maybe 2:30 a.m. in the morning, but not 2:30 p.m. It was a privilege to simply leave work at 2:30, and you had all the time, all the evening, to reach out to the saints and to care, but we are living in different times. The demands on your time is great. Your company wants you to work all sorts of crazy hours and fly here and fly there. But in order to help the sheep, it requires time. It requires resources. Like the Samaritan who went into his pocket and says, look, I want you to take care of him. You and I might have to dig into our pockets and say, look, I see you need this. We might have to stop at McDonald's and get a Happy Meal to really make someone happy. It requires all of this time and resources. We also have to develop trust with the sheep. If it's one of the complaints I have heard over the years, I don't trust this person. My sheep, the Lord Jesus says, hears my voice. They follow me. And if we don't develop trust among ourselves, where you can confide in me, and it's not on Facebook, in the next 5 minutes, I cannot shepherd you. I cannot. The sheep, after observing the shepherd for a while, they see he is leading them. They see that he's protecting them from the dangers. The Lord says, my sheep, I know them all by name. The shepherd is developing a relationship with the sheep because he's responsible for them. And as time goes by, they're developing a trust in him. He stands, as it were, between them and the foe. And they're saying, well, look, if he's doing all of this. And they simply gravitate towards him. So we say for the future generation, we have to develop trust with each other. And the reason why I feel in many ways I have failed, when we talk to each other, you realize what a distance there is between us. You say to yourself at times, we live so close. We go to the same meeting and like we're total strangers. And in order for us to care for each other, there is that time that is needed so that we can, as it were, bridge the gap. That we can share what's on our hearts and that trust can be developed so that the care can be given.